Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Juan Benicas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benicas. Boston reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benicas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benicas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Benicas reaches second base with a double. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jackson covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beníquez hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Beníquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gielen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beniquez for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Redus. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Quirk moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Wilson scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Wynn now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benikez. Walker reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Benikez. Williams reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boston strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson pinch hits for Juan Benikez. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 3 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Ray Searage now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson now playing left field. Larry Owen now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.